Hello, everyone. My name is Gorica Bratic. I'm a PhD student and temporary research fellow at Polytechnic University of Milan. And it's my pleasure to present you today our work that I did together with Professor Maria Bravelli and engineer Daniela Oxoli, that is called Intercomparison of Global Land Cover Maps in Africa, Supplemented by Spatial Association of Errors. So first of all, I would like to give you some clues what I will talk about today. So in the introduction, I will present you what is our motivation behind this work. Then I will describe a data set. These data sets are Globalan 30 and S2 prototype LC 20 meter map of Africa that I will call CCI Africa prototype for the simplicity. Then I will present methodology that was a bit different than traditional methodology of intercomparison, and then I will show the results and finally draw some conclusions. So in the past years, the number of land cover maps have been increasing, and that's because the high demand for these maps, so because these maps provide very useful information for different applications. On the other hand, Earth observation technologies that are behind these land cover maps are also improving, so they allowed like technology for to increase the number of land cover maps. One part of production of land cover map is validation, and it is crucial in order to determine if map is accurate enough for certain application. However, by increasing the number of land cover maps, we are also increasing the efforts that we need to put to validate them. And a traditional way of validation is quite time-consuming and also like costly. And by intercomparison, we can reduce this time and also money that we spend for validation. For validation, we need to. The biggest problem is to collect reference data, and we usually need to do the field work or photo interpretation of high resolution satellite imagery. While with intercomparison, we can reduce this by comparing one land cover map with another land cover map, and then in this way we can identify which are the most critical regions in terms which are the regions with. Which don't agree on both of the maps, and then focus validation on these parts. So I would call intercomparison as a preparation for validation. The scope of our work was to compare two recent high-resolution land cover maps on Africa, and we restricted the region to the country of Rwanda. So what we did here, we used traditional accuracy indexes, but actually we didn't determine accuracy, we just determined similarity between the maps, but the indexes in literature, you will find them called accuracy indexes, that's why I call them like that. Besides, we explored spatial variabilities and patterns of disagreement. Then dataset processing was suited to obtain numerical values of the disagreement, because in general the values related to land cover maps are categorical, but we needed numerical values to perform spatial analysis that we did here, because spatial analysis methods are very few for categorical data. The results show that similarity between of the two maps is not very high, and also that the spatial correlation of the disagreement is strong. So the two data sets we used are Globalan 30 and CCI Africa prototype. Globalan 30 is produced by National Geomatic Center of China. It has resolution of 30 meter because it is produced from a Landsat imagery that has a 30 meter resolution. Imagery is from 2015 and it has 10 land cover classes. Then we have a CCI Africa prototype that is a product of climate change initiative of European Space Agency. It has 20 meter resolution, it's for year 2016, and like Globalan 30, it also has 10 land cover classes. So for the process, we needed some pre-processing before doing proper intercomparison. So the two things were common for pre-processing of the data. The complete pre-processing was done with GraphGIS. This is the first similarity. And the second similarity is that they were both reprojected to pseudo-Mercator projected coordinate system in order to have map units in meter, because originally they were in WGS 84 and in degrees. Then further pre-processing steps were done for CCI Africa prototype. This was resampling to 10 meter resolution and then reclassifying to match the classes of GlobeLand 30 so that we can compare them. This slide is explaining how we did intercomparison. And intercomparison we did is, as I mentioned at the beginning, is different from the traditional or common intercomparison, because what we did here is we compared single pixel of one map to the multiple pixel of another map, and common procedure is to compare pixel by pixel, one by one. So we call this procedure sub-pixel comparison, and compared one pixel of GlobeLand 30 to the 9 pixel of CCI. And here it is visible why we resampled a CCI Africa prototype to 10 meters so that we can have exactly 9 pixel to compare with one pixel of GlobeLand 30. Then another interesting point here is that we needed additional, I would call it artificial raster, to keep the track of the position of each GlobeLand 30 pixel, because with our procedure we couldn't have that simply without this raster. This raster had the same size and resolution as GlobeLand 30, but the values were from 1 to the total number of pixels of GlobeLand 30 distributed row-wise. Here we can see illustration of the procedure on example of one pixel of GlobeLand 30. So what we can see here we have a value of, we overlaid these three maps to compare them. We have a value of ID 15, which means that is a 15th, like order 15 of this pixel of GlobeLand 30. Pixel of GlobeLand 30 has value 30, while the pixels, we have 5 pixels of CCI Africa prototype that are exactly the same class as the GlobeLand 30 pixel, and then 4 pixels that are different classes. We wrote all of these in the first table there. Then we aggregated this table by the ID numbers, by the same ID, and we got a count of each class in the second table for one ID value. And this second table, when we did the procedure for whole map, it was useful to derive error matrix for computing, let's say, similarity indexes. And the third table is representing each row we divided by the total of the row to obtain percentages, which, as I told, which are numerical values, which we used for spatial association analysis. And we call the last table subpixel disagreement table. And the whole procedure was done in combination of GraphGIS functionalities and Python programming language. So the traditional accuracy indexes that we computed, which now maybe doesn't seem good because they are actually, in this context, they are similarity indexes. However, they are called overall accuracy, user's accuracy, and producer's accuracy. For spatial association, we computed global Moran I from subpixel disagreement table. And for computing global Moran I, we used weights based on 8 nearest neighbors. So first result is the result of so-called producer's accuracy, that is agreement between GlobeLand 30 and CCI Africa prototype in each class, measured with respect to the total number of pixels per each class of GlobeLand 30. So in this graph, we can see that similarity between the classes in two maps is highest when it comes to the classes cultivated land and water bodies. We had a bit of a problem in the classes of tundra and bare land because they were not at all present in the global land 30. But this is probably the problem of matching different classification legends, and we didn't simply have enough information to do this matching better. Then the two classes that have low similarity are shrubland and wetland, and they are present in both of the maps. And shrubland in the CCI is mostly confused with grassland in GL30, while wetland is mostly confused with forest in GL30. Furthermore, we have users' accuracy, that is agreement between Globeland 30 and CCI Africa prototype in each class, measured with respect to total number of pixels per each class of CCI Africa prototype. So here again, the results for users' accuracy are quite consistent with the results of producers' accuracy. Again, we have high similarity for cultivated land and water bodies and low similarity for shrubland and wetland. But this time, shrubland and wetland both are confused with cropland in the CCI Africa prototype. Overall accuracy was accounted for 66%, which means that two maps are not very similar. And the classes with the highest confusion, which were wetland and shrubland, are analyzed further. Global Morani was 0.74, which indicates strong spatial correlation of the disagreement. And also we identified a significant spatial clustering in the mismatching pixels. This is the figure that is showing total disagreement between Globeland 30 and CCI Africa prototype, and in this figure is showing that there is stronger patterns are on the east side and the northwest side of this map, and the darker is the color, the stronger is the disagreement between the maps. And then this is a map of disagreement for the two classes, wetland that is in blue and shrubland that is in green. And we can see that probably this is also shown on the map of total disagreement, because again here we see the strong patterns on the east and on the west of the map. And finally, I will draw a few conclusions. So our work was focused on intercomparison of two land cover maps of Africa that are Globeland 30 and CCI Africa prototype. Accuracy assessment techniques were applied in order to determine similarity between the maps, and spatial association of disagreement between the two maps was analyzed. Methodology applied here allowed comparison of the data set with different resolution, and also we found a way to turn categorical data into numerical data. Similarity between the two of the maps is rather low, and wetland and shrubland are the most critical classes with the highest disagreement. And the areas we identified with our analysis, we see it as areas which require further attention, further analysis, maybe to do validation there, or maybe also some other analysis. That's it.
So, thanks for the presentation. Very nice. Personally, I was happy to see GRASS again. As a core developer, it's nice to see that the software is useful and used. So, please. I hope that you have questions.
Okay. Thanks for this presentation. I think this work is really important because a lot of land cover data for Africa is quite suspect. So I'm really happy to see you doing this work. Just a basic question. I'm curious as to why you picked Rwanda for your study. Why you picked Rwanda for your study?
It was just, it doesn't have any special reason. We just chosen one country to analyze, because also I forgot to mention this procedure that we applied is quite like time consuming, so we couldn't apply for whole Africa, so we have chosen one country which didn't have, not for a specific reason.
Which is enough small.
Enough small also, yeah. Okay. Yeah, this was a tricky point because for Global Land 30, we have some description of the classes, not very detailed, but some. And for the CCI Africa prototype, we had only names. So we were forced just to use the names and do our best to match because we couldn't find. And this is often a problem with dealing with comparison of land cover data. Yes.
And it showed that mostly wetlands and shrublands are in different areas of the country. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you took into account the spatial, whether there was a correlation between this disagreement and the spatial distribution of land.
I think. Yes, we didn't do analysis for that specifically, but this is always true for land cover data. Like, they will be correlated because they are already only in one portion, let's say. But we didn't do specific analysis here to compute indexes or something like this.
I was curious if you, I mean, I know the point of this was to compare the two data sets to each other for the validation. But I was curious if you had any opinions on one or the other compared to any reference data that you might have seen, any reference data, any other data sets. Like, because I had used both data sets as well for Northern Mali, and I found the ESA CCI data set completely unusable.
Well, further work beside this paper was to analyze further the data. So I did for each confusion for the, let's say, for each confusion for the class combination, I tried to analyze with some, let's say, I compared it with Bing maps and everything. But so far, I didn't find anything peculiar. But this were analysis from the point of spatial correlation. And I didn't compare it with any reference data. Hypotheses for this work were that if the two maps have agreement in the same area, it is high probability that it is true. And then the part of disagreement is part that we would recommend to apply further analysis, but we didn't do this.
Presentation, do you need it?
You might be 100 points, you can
it's good to try to share our experiences outside here. Yeah? So to be in contact in such a way that, because we are going ahead with this project with respect to the comparison of land Google Maps. So if you're interested, please write us in such a way that we can constitute a sort of team of people sharing their experiences.
So thanks a lot. We have a few minutes for a break that you can change the rooms. And for the newcomers, this is academic track.